does this administration try to revamp its image? 2.5 months in, you've got this Yates story today. You've got other things going on. You've got Russia. You've got wiretapping. You've got.
No, we don't have that. You have investigations
on Capitol Hill.
No, I get it, but you keep. I've said it from the day that I got here until whatever, that there is no connection. You've got Russia. If the president puts Russian salad dressing on his salad tonight, somehow that's a Russian connection.
Welcome back to the 11th hour. Sean Spicer got increasingly hostile with reporters in the briefing room today. Hear a bit more of the back and forth with April Ryan there of American Urban Radio Networks.
At some point, report the facts. The facts are that every single person who has been briefed on this subject has come away with the same conclusion. Republican, Democrat, so I'm sorry that disgusts you. You're shaking your head. I appreciate it, but understand this, that at some point, the facts are what they are. And every single person who has been briefed on this situation with respect to the situation with Russia, Republican, Democrat, Obama appointee, career, have all come to the same conclusion. At some point, April, you're going to have to take no for an answer with respect to whether or not there was collusion. It seems like you're hell-bent on trying to make sure that whatever image you want to tell about this White House stays, because at the end of the day, let me answer. I understand. Okay, but you know what? You're asking me a question, and I'm going to answer it, which is the president. I'm sorry. Please stop shaking your head again.
There was plenty of reaction to that. Maggie Haberman of the New York Times said on Twitter, quote, "Stop shaking your head again," Spicer lectures April Ryan, who is a grown woman. For her part, April Ryan herself simply replied, "Laud."